this word way has huge significance. And I want to ask you a question. If they profess Christ but they don't believe he's the only way, are they Christians?
That's a good question.
It sure is.
Yeah. I think they are perhaps desiring to be a Christian, but they are uneducated. They need to be instructed.
Or maybe they're wanting to be a Christian on their terms.
Well, I think
redefining God
is just they. That's what they've heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think of I have teenage kids who are believers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the culture around them tells them, Jesus is just one way, and you can believe in Jesus.
Well, you might actually want to sit down and talk with them on this issue.
Oh,
after
we have.
This
we
program.
Have lots to talk about
this. Carrie, I really appreciate you. You have a good spirit, a good heart, and your book has certainly caused us to delve more into the Word and the words of God. So important. Friend, your gift of $14 or more to Save America Ministries will put the book in your hands. We really need to deal with this kind of thing. We really do. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. And I want to urge you to become a partner with us day after day. We're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour, even today. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing. And let's get deeper into the Word.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is...
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Tivity, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of Pastor Billy Crone, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the world today and how this really ties into the Bible and to prophecy and how we can be certain that the word of the Lord is accurate. And because there are always those people out there who scoff at Christianity, oh, certainly, after all, if you have a just God, why would he allow unjust things to happen? And if he's not an all-powerful God and he only allows bad things to happen, then he's really not all-powerful. And why would a God of love let the devil be out there doing all these things? And, well, I believe God has a plan, and I believe he allows bad things to happen because man is sinful, and I believe that in the end, God's plan will be carried out. And I think we are witnessing that today. The most momentous events I have ever seen are transpiring in the Near East and the Middle East. Now, admittedly, this is all orchestrated. This is not spontaneous. It's being carried out with the full support of the Bank of England, as we know from Lord James' a speech before the House of Lords where he talked about how he had funneled billions of pounds to the terrorists in North Africa. And I think we can see those billions of pounds at work in Tunisia and Algeria and Libya and in Egypt and buying off the military. And there wouldn't have been any activity, there wouldn't have been any revolution in Egypt if the military had just gotten out their guns and started shooting people exactly like the Chinese communists did in Tiananmen Square. And what did America do about the slaughter of thousands of Chinese at Tiananmen Square and the surrounding area in the weeks that followed? Why, we punished China by giving them most favored nation treaty status so they could bring their goods into the United States under favorable conditions. That's what the United States did. when, of course, we wanted to suppress the people, and we did not want to suppress this. We want what's going on over there, because the major forces of the Brotherhood of Darkness are working in the United States and using the financial and military power of the United States to transform the Near East, the Middle East, and the world. And as George Bush said in his second inaugural address, we have lit a fire. A fire in the minds of men, and of course it will warm those who will support his progress. It will burn those who oppose his programs. And that's what it's all about. You're witnessing the world revolution, the fire in the hearts of men, which are leading us towards a major war in the Near East and Middle East. And I believe we're going to see the fulfillment of the prophetic scenarios laid out in the Bible very soon. Pastor Billy Crone, you pick up the story.
Well, thank you, Dr. Monteith, for having me on again. And just really excited to talk about what I'm going to talk about tonight, and that's the issue of UFOs and aliens. And you might kind of wonder, those of you listening, what in the world are you talking about that for? We're talking about current events and the New World Order. And believe it or not, folks, if you do your homework, I really think that the UFO and alien issue is going to be the lie that is actually going to seal the deal, so to speak, put the final nail in the coffin for people to go in and along with the New World Order. What the Bible said is the Antichrist kingdom that you don't want to have anything to be a part of.
And, of course, a UFO was recently seen over Temple Mount. What you probably didn't read about it in your local newspaper. You're not supposed to. It's up on the Internet. You can see pictures of it from four different angles. Exciting things spiritually happened there as well. Pastor Crohn, go right ahead.
Well, and spiritual is the key word, Dr. Monteith, because I truly believe as we take a look at what's going on here, and as you're dealing not with so much a physical entity, you're dealing with a spiritual entity, and I'll just state the case right at the beginning, and we'll go through the proof of it, and you're clearly dealing with demonic entities that are deceiving mankind, that Jesus and the Apostle Paul clearly warned about would come in the last days. And believe it or not, even speaking of current events, you're absolutely right. They are, in fact, this year, the sightings for UFOs is breaking records. In fact, the papers over there with the recent events with what's happened in Egypt and Cairo over there, their papers, I just printed this out yesterday, and here's the title. UFO sightings in 2011 break records. And it says this, in 2011, more UFO sightings have occurred than any time in human history. Now that now that things have calmed down in Cairo Square, there may be time to investigate recent UFO activities seen over Cairo and over the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And this is from the Egyptian newspapers over there. And basically, this has been going on, but we haven't had a chance to report it because of all the riots and stuff. And the other Middle Eastern newspapers over there. And it says this, in fact, local witnesses told Egypt's Nowsat TV that UFOs are, quote, lighting up Cairo and Jerusalem. Okay, thus far in 2011, there have been more UFO sightings worldwide in just these first 44 days of the new year than at any time in previous years. And here's the results. It says this at the end of the article, already leading international scientists and detailed UFO experts by the United States, Great Britain, France, Russia, China, and other world governments are calling on the United Nations to review all UFO evidence and to produce a systematic scientific investigation, listen, to make first contact now. Okay, so at the same time that this New World Order system is really heating up and the pieces are coming into play that you, Dr. Monteith, and others have exposed so well over the years, and then we see happening before our very eyes, all of a sudden, you also have the rise of this UFO issue that's going on. And, folks, what you're going to see is they work hand in hand, because the same demonic, satanic source that is pushing the world into the Antichrist kingdom, what they call the New World Order, is the same demonic host that is encouraging that with the UFOs and aliens. They're preaching, if you will, the exact same message, okay? And so they're coming from the same camp. And the reason why I wanted to talk about it, Dr. Monteith, is not only because it's a hot topic going on, but it really does coincide with what we've talked about and what you've talked about this New World Order, believe it or not. And, folks, I'm telling you, UFOs and aliens are single-handedly helping to usher mankind into one of the most darkest, deceptive periods this planet has ever seen. Okay? And first,
well, this is Dr. Stan, and, of course, Pastor Crohn is talking about the fact that certainly in the first 44 days of the 2011, we've seen more UFO sightings than any in a similar period in all history. There is an increasing activity in this, what I believe, and I think Pastor Crone believes, is a demonic realm. I believe that the contrary to everything you're being told by the media, why the UFOs are not from outer space, or some of them may be government, certainly experimental ships, but many of them are demonic manifestations, and they are supernatural, and they are increasing in frequency. Go right ahead, Pastor Crone.
Well, I agree with you, Dr. Monteith. You know, I'll state on record, I don't believe that every single occurrence and report of UFOs are real. I do think that a lot of them are just natural phenomena. I think a lot of them are experimental governmental aircraft from around the world, and I think a lot of them are just flat-out hoaxes. But I do believe, folks, and I think that the instances are actually quite high, that they're real. In fact, they're very real, and frankly, they're sinister. They're absolutely demonic. More sinister, more deceptive, more evil than, frankly, I think what most people want to believe, Dr. Monteith, and I would even say the Christians, too. If for some reason, it seems like the Christian community wants to put their head in the sand when it comes to dealing with this issue. And yet the irony is the Bible talked about it, warned about it, as part of the deceptive times in the last days. And it's a slow, methodical deception that has slowly been put into place to get us to deceive us for these last days. Let me just give you, first of all, just a quick rundown of the history of the UFOs. And the first sign, folks, that you know you're dealing with something deceptive is the way that they appear throughout history. And they don't appear throughout history like they appear today, okay? They morph themselves, okay, based on the people and the time frame of history of their technological ideas. Like when they first would appear, it would just be simply balls of fire or something like that. Then as man began to enter into the skies with, like, balloon-type vehicles and things of that nature, well, hey, guess how they appeared on the scene then? That they followed that technology. And then went to blimps and things of that nature. Then you had the advent of science fiction with Buck Rogers, and you got these cigar-shaped rocket ships, and gee whiz, guess how they started to appear then? Just like that. And then right on up until, you know, like World War II, and you got the advent of airplane, the jet airplane, and then at the same time you have more and more of a mentality of spaceships and circular spaceships and science fiction, and then ultimately went to Star Trek and all that stuff, and they follow the technology. They keep changing. So that tells you they're being a little deceptive there, whatever it is. It's like, why don't you stick to one thing, okay? Why do you stay with, go appear with primitive technology and continue to reveal yourself as more and more advanced? But basically, it's been going on, folks, for quite some time. 1940s is, and it's before this, but I just need to give you a recap because I want to get to my points of why I truly believe we're dealing with a demonic entity here. But 1940s, you had what was called the Foo Fighter issue, F-O-O, Foo Fighters, and those were small metallic spheres. They were colorful balls of light that were repeatedly spotted and photographed occasionally by bomber crews all over the world during World War II. And that wasn't just the Americans. The Americans actually thought it was the Japanese, some secret weapon. The Japanese thought it was some American weapon. The Germans, even when they encountered them, they thought it was some ally weapon. And it was all over the world in World War II. But then it just continued on from there. And then the next major occurrence that you had was actually in 1942 in Los Angeles, the Battle of Los Angeles. In fact, here, just, what is it, a couple weeks, there's a movie that they're releasing on this. And, of course, they're promoting the demonic version of UFOs, and but this is an actual occurrence, folks. You can check it out over Los Angeles. It was about 3 months after the attack on Pearl Harbor, okay, so they thought that this was an airstrike from Japan, and it was some unidentified aerial objects that they considered so real that it triggered firing thousands of rounds of anti-aircraft rounds, they were attacking the thing, okay? You could check it out today, and again, they're getting ready to release a movie on the whole premise. 1947 was an incident in Washington, the Maury Island incident. So this is a guy named Harold Dahl, D-A-H-L, and he reported that his dog was killed and his son was injured by encounters with UFOs, and then he claimed that he was threatened by men in black, and that's where we begin to see that issue with the UFOs, the men in black. And then really where it began to take off was, of course, the classic 1947 incident with Kenneth Arnold in Washington. And he's an Idaho businessman and pilot, and he was flying around Mount Rainier, Washington. And he spotted a formation of about nine silvery crescent-shaped objects flying in tight formation. And he estimated their size to be about 40, 50 feet. But they were going about, he estimated, 1,200 miles an hour, which was twice as fast as any known aircraft of that day, which is jump change. Now they clock them at speeds like 15,000 miles an hour and things of that nature. But, again, they follow the technology of the day. That's your deceptive point there. And he described him as like a pie plate skipping over the water. And then the next day, a reporter coined the term flying saucers, and that's where we kind of get that in the coin ever struck or stuck. But after that, sightings within days, all of a sudden, they start popping up all over where. Four witnesses right after that, a doctor was one of them. Saw a huge silver globe moving over the rim of Grand Canyon. 2 days after that, an Air Force pilot reported six discs over Lake Mead, Nevada. Within days, all of a sudden, you got reports pouring in from Michigan and Ohio and Oregon, Louisiana and Canada. And then, of course, that led to the big one with 1947. That's the Roswell incident in Roswell, New Mexico. Okay, and that's, of course, as most people know, is where the United States Army Air Force, they allegedly capture a flying saucer that crashed, and then they want to say it was some experimental high-altitude surveillance balloon, which obviously is kind of baloney. But this incident is really where now you get into the era of the government cover-up, and they create a mystery, and it just really stirs the interest. They're trying to hide something from us. And then it continues on in 1948, then all of a sudden you start having these encounters with them, where people actually killed the U.S. Air Force in Kentucky, Mantle UFO incident. He was sent to investigate it, and he was killed while pursuing it. It continues on in the 40s and in the 50s. You have various instances. In 1951, in Lubbock, Texas, there was lights repeatedly spotted over the city. From Texas Tech University, they had they said it was about 20 to 30 lights that flew in a V formation. In fact, it was so popular and highly publicized that they actually photos of it appeared in Life magazine in 1952. And speaking of 1952, what really started the era of investigations in it, I mean, there were some before, but really different projects, was what happened over Washington, D.C., and that's when a UFO actually buzzed the White House. Well-known documented instance, a series of sightings in July 1952, accompanied with radar contacts at three separate airports in the Washington area. It was seven objects that moved in unusual flight patterns, witnesses called bright orange lights, and moving over the White House at one point. And it was so publicized, it prompted President Truman to obviously demand an explanation. And it was during the 50s that you have, with not only that incident, but and other ones around the world, that then you got official UFO investigations begin to take off. There's Project Sign, there was Project Grudge, of course, the classic Project Blue Book, and on it goes. But then that's when you start to see these official, if you will, investigations. And it continued on, not just in the 50s, but in the 60s, and then even in 1969, you had Jimmy Carter. President Jimmy Carter said he saw one as he was flying along. Then you started seeing law enforcement people that you would think would be trustworthy. They began to report it. 1970s, you got Barry DeLong in Somerset County in Maine. He said he witnessed a UFO. It was hovering about 15 feet from his cruiser late at night. It had fixed spinning lights. The craft was huge, oval shape. He said it was not a jet fighter, and it slowly was backing off. And then left at terrific speed. Then in the 70s, that you started to get more and more of the abduction encounters. There was one in Pascagoula, Mississippi. Alien abduction, they claimed, happened while they were fishing on the Pascagoula River. And just so you guys know, close encounter with these entities, it's broken down actually into seven different categories, not just three. What's called a close encounter of the first kind is when you see a UFO. Close encounter of the second kind is when you see a UFO with physical effects that could be heat or radiation, or you might see some animal reactions to it. Close encounter of the third kind, like the movie, is when you see an actual alien creature. Okay, a close encounter of the fourth kind is an alien abduction. Okay, close encounter of the fifth kind is communication with a UFO or alien. Speaking verbally, or a lot of times they use telepathy. Close count of the sixth kind is injury or death caused by UFO. And one that they've actually just come out with, close encounter of the seventh kind, and that's alleged reports of mating with UFO occupants and aliens. Okay, boy, that's a whole other discussion. 1975, you have Travis Walton. That's a movie was actually made of that called Fire in the Sky. He was a logger. And his six workmates claimed to see the UFO themselves, and he was claimed to be abducted and for 5 days. And again, they made the movie Fire in the Sky about that. Throughout the 70s, they continued to have encounters with the Air Force, with people being abducted, things of that nature. In 1977 in Brazil, after the UFO started fighting back, if you will, there was an account in Brazil where an island was attacked by UFOs shooting harmful beams of radioactive light at the residents. And in Canada, in 1977, a 58-year-old woman saw a UFO and two extraterrestrials on the roof of her house in front of her home. In 1978, that's when we start getting the occurrence of the Greys and the aliens and things of that nature. And continuing on through the 70s and the 80s and 90s, and right on up till today, folks, is this has been around for quite some time.
Hold that thought, Pastor Crone. We're going to have to take a break. I want to let our listeners know that the government knows what's going on. In fact, they have units within the military that are trying to contact the other dimension. A special unit, I actually saw a spoon I held in my hand that a Major General Sobelbein, who headed this unit for the military, had actually been able to bend. It wasn't bent by human hands, it couldn't be, but he was able to do it. My wife saw a UFO, I've never seen one. This is not imaginary, this is another dimension, and they don't want you to know. Pastor Crone, go right ahead.
Well, and again, just to jump ahead a little bit, another evidence that you're clearly dealing with a demonic entity is because the UFO and the alien issue...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. 844-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Realize there's supernatural power out there. You can tap into that power. Why you could become famous. You could become a multi-billionaire. If you played your cards right. But of course, at a terrible cost for eternity. That's why God tells us to avoid this at all costs. Go right ahead.
Well, that's just it, folks. And I'm telling you, it really is what seals the deal. This lie, the UFO, seals the deal. For people to go along with the Antichrist kingdom, okay? And Jesus clearly warned about this in Matthew 24. He told us, what's it going to be like in those days? And it's a day of massive deception. He says, first of all, he says, watch out. The very first thing he says when the disciples ask him, what's the sign of your coming at the end of the age? He says, watch out that no one deceives you. For many are going to come in my name claiming I am the Christ and will deceive many. He says you're going to hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you're not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still not here. Nations are going to rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There's going to be famines and earthquakes. Okay, and then he says it's going to be a time when people will turn away from the faith and they will betray and hate each other. There's going to be many false prophets and will appear and deceive many people. And so the very first thing out of Jesus' mouth about the last days prior to his coming is it's going to be characterized by massive great deception, a time of lies and false prophets and false Christs that we can't even dream of. Because the context of what he said there, he said, for then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. Okay? And if at that time anybody says, look, here's the Christ, or there he is, do not believe it. Because he says his coming is going to be obvious. As the lightning comes from the east, is visible even to the west, so will be coming of the Son of Man. He's not going to come in secret. And that's another lying thing that these UFO aliens, these occupants, tell people, is that they are our messiahs. They are the ones who are here to save us. They even say that you and I can become the Christ. The very thing that Jesus says, do not believe. The very thing that he says when they says, the first thing out of his mouth when he's asked, what is the signs of your coming? Don't be deceived. They're going to claim I am the Christ. And that's another lying message that they say. The Apostle Paul says the same thing about that time period in 2 Thessalonians. He said, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering to be with him, brothers, don't become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy report supposed to come from us saying that the day of the Lord's already come. He said, don't let anybody deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, is revealed, okay? The man doomed for destruction. He's going to oppose and exalt himself over everything that's called God or his worship so that he himself sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God, okay? And that's another lie from these aliens, is they say that you can become God, the very thing that the Antichrist is going to do in the rebuilt Jewish temple, which is getting close. Okay, and then he says the coming of the lawless one, what's characteristic, is it's going to be in accordance with the work of Satan, okay, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs and wonders, in every sort of evil that deceives, there's the word again, deceives those who are perishing. And it says, for this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie. Okay, so here we have Jesus and Paul both saying, you want to talk about a constant theme through this time, prior to Jesus' second coming, it's deception, deception, deception. False prophets, false Christ, and there's going to be a lie so powerful that even the elect has the potential for falling for it. And folks, I believe that the UFOs are playing a major part in that lie. So powerful that even the elect, if you don't have a clue of what their real identity is, you're going to stumble. You're going to have, you're like, whoa, you're going to doubt. Maybe the Bible's wrong. Maybe we didn't come from God. Maybe we came from the aliens and stuff like that. That's how powerful it is. The irony is the Bible tells us not only what the days are like, but it tells us the true identity of these demons. And let me just give you a couple reasons, hopefully, of why they're clearly demonic. First of all, they lie like demons. John chapter 8, Jesus speaks to the devil, and he says he was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, because there is no truth in him. And when he lies, he speaks his native language, for he's a liar and the father of all lies. And so here's the point, folks. If these aliens lie about things we know to be true, okay, then you could trace it back to a demonic source. I didn't say that. Jesus did. It's pretty clear. And when you look at the whole belief of UFOs and aliens, it's based on a lie called evolution, and we'll get to that here in just a second.
All right, fine. Well, of course, our guest this evening is Pastor Billy Crone of the Niagara Frontier Bible Church, and we're talking certainly about the great deception we're seeing unfolding now, and certainly, as we said, certainly within the last couple of weeks, why the UFOs have been seen hovering over the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem. Pastor Crone, you pick up the story there.
Well, and again, I truly believe that obviously they show the true colors by their behavior if you start paying attention to it. And the first thing is they lie. They lie just like demons, and that's what Jesus said the devil does, and he's the author. He's the father of all lies. And the whole premise, the whole foundation, folks, of aliens is that they're a what? A higher evolved race, okay? Well, wait a second. If evolution's not true, and it's not, then how can these things have ever evolved into a higher race? So right there, I don't have to go any further. I could show that the whole thing's a lie. You're dealing with a deception here. And that tells you how slowly methodical this deception about UFOs has been put into place. It's taken 150 years. The lie for us to get us to buy into the UFOs started with Charles Darwin and the lie of evolution. And that had to be in place first before they could launch this lie of a higher evolved race called these aliens, okay? And I don't have time to belabor it. I'll just give you a little highlight there. Folks, evolution is one of the biggest lies, if not the biggest lie, to come down the pike in recent history of mankind. And it's impossible. Evolution cannot happen. We've just completed a six-year project with 41 DVDs exposing the lie of evolution from I don't know how many different angles so you can get equipped with the truth. But let me just give you a little taste. It's absolutely impossible, folks. If any event has a value of what's called 1 in 10 to the 50th power, it will never occur. Okay, mathematically, that's the event. It's scientists, mathematicians, they know that if any event has 1 in 10 to the 50th power, it'll never occur. How much time, how much chance, no matter what you want to throw at it, it'll never occur. Let me give an example of a 1 in 10 to the 50th power event. That's like me saying, if I had a billion years and I'm on Earth with just my natural abilities, I can throw a baseball to the moon. No, it's not going to happen. I don't care if I had 40 billion years, 100 billion years. I don't care if I ate my Wheaties and I grew big giant muscles. It's never going to happen. You're not never going to make a big... Okay, that's an event of 1 in 10 to the 50th power. Now, it's been calculated that the probability of the spontaneous generation of just the proteins of a single bacteria is 1 in 10 to the 40,000th power.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Pastor Crone is saying that mathematically, why, of course, they've calculated that if you get to a 1 to 50th power, that will never occur. Probability of chance, you know, you can, if this is something is a, you know, that may or may not be, or maybe one chance in 10 or 50 or 100 or 1,000 or 100,000 or 10 billion. But 1 to the 50th power, why, certainly, it's just mathematically impossible for it to ever occur. And what is the chance then for evolution to have occurred?
It's just the proteins. I'm not even talking a single bacteria. Just the proteins of a single bacteria. That's not the whole part of it. Just the proteins is one chance in 10 to the 40,000th power. Okay? Absolutely ridiculous to ever think that it could ever occur. I don't care how much time. In fact, they know it can't happen mathematically. In fact, that they've calculated that that's about as reasonable of thinking, that if you just had enough time and chance that a Scrabble factory could explode enough times until the letters eventually land to perfectly spell out the book War and Peace, or that a tornado can whip through a junkyard, leaving behind a perfectly formed 747. Or if you do the math, the odds of a person winning the state lottery every single week of their life from the age 18 to 99, every single week, is more likely than the spontaneous generation of just the proteins of a single bacteria. It's absolutely ridiculous. And oh, by the way, just throw this in there. They actually calculate the odds of a complete full single bacteria, not just the proteins, but the whole thing, and that is 1 in 10 to the 100 trillionth power. Remember, 1 in 10 to the 50th power means it's impossible, like me trying to throw a baseball to the moon. Okay, evolution is a lie, folks. It cannot happen. They know it cannot happen, but they need this lie to get us to ultimately fall for this last day's lie called the aliens, the higher evolved race. And the point is this, folks, if evolution can't take place on this planet, and it can't take place on any planet. If it can't happen here, it can't happen anywhere. It's a lie. But, Dr. Monteith, this tells you how slowly, methodically, the devil's got us to buy into the lie of evolution first 150 years ago, and we're seeing the fruition of it today. And if you recall the history of the sightings that I read earlier and these encounters, they begin to take off and really begin to escalate in the 40s, 50s, and 60s when, if you know your history, that's when evolution at the same time began to become more and more prominent in our country. The timing is absolutely impeccable. We have been baited and set up for this last day's lie.
Hold that thought. Basically, there is a conspiracy against God. Evolution, if true, means that the Bible is a lie. But if the Bible is true, evolution is a lie. That is why they will not allow a mention of God in our schools. That's why they will not allow scientific creation to be mentioned in our schools. And that is why any scientist who even suggests there might be intelligent design will be attacked and vilified. There is a conspiracy against God. And it is not simply a conspiracy of a lot of scientists who hate God. It is a conspiracy, a supernatural conspiracy of those who serve a different God. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, and even with the intelligent design issue, people need to be prepared for this. And there's governments around the world that are actually considering this, believe it or not. I was just checking this out a couple days ago. And they would say, okay, well, you got us with this intelligent design issue. We obviously somebody designed this. Okay, we see that throughout all of creation. Well, they're actually preparing us for step two with a lie, and that's called directed transpermia. And, of course, once again, the lie of UFOs have come in to aid in that lie. And they believe, okay, you got it. Life is so intelligently designed, it couldn't happen by chance. It was the aliens. The aliens came here and seeded, transpermia, seeded this planet and got things going in that direction. Okay, which is ridiculous, Dr. Monteith, because it's absolutely illogical. It does not answer the issue of origins, because then you only ask the logical question. Really? So we came from a higher evolved alien. Okay, and they seeded the planet. Where'd they come from? Well, they came from another higher evolved alien. Oh, really? Where'd they come from? Well, they came from another higher evolved alien. And they came from? Oh, that's right. Another higher. Okay, and it's just an infinite transgression back to what? You still have the problem of the ultimate beginning. Where did the first one come from? Okay, and it's the same problem that evolutionists have with the Big Bang. They want to say, well, it all started with the Big Bang. Okay, and this tiny little ball of dirt. Okay, it's the same thing with aliens. Well, it started with the original race of aliens. Okay, well, where did they come from? Okay, they had to come from somewhere. You can't get something out of nothing. And, of course, the Bible tells us where the Big Bang came from. It came from God. And then people want to sit there and go, oh, aha, well, fine, then where did God come from? Actually, that's an illogical question. Because God, by definition, is a supreme being. And a supreme being is, by definition, self-existent, meaning he has no beginning, okay? Because if he did have a beginning, then he would be dependent upon some outside source for his beginning, and then he wouldn't be supreme. The only answer for a beginning, and we know there was a beginning, scientifically even, is it has to be supernatural, okay? So again, you know you're dealing with demons because they flat out lie. It's all based on a lie. They encourage the lie, but it gets even worse. They teach like demons, okay? Folks, just ask yourself a logical question. Why in the world would these beings, okay, even if they were, if you want to give the evolution issue to them, why would they come all the way to Earth just to promote the occult practices, New Age teachings, and of all religions on the planet, it's just Christianity that they seek to debunk and to denounce. In fact, it was interesting. I was just watching today these encounters of people having the abductions, Dr. Monteith, after they do a lot of the egregious things, which is, if you may have to share it for another interview, is the practices that they do on people parallel occult initiation practices. So that's another clue that's going on there. But during these encounters, oftentimes the bulk of these people, the aliens do their stuff to them, and then they, it's like before they leave, they have to throw this one in there. Listen to this. Oh, by the way, Jesus is not the Son of God. You don't badmouth Buddha. You don't say nothing about Confucius or Muhammad. You always have to just sneak in there before they leave. Oh, by the way, Jesus is not the Son of God. It's like, give me a break. I mean, it's so obvious what you're dealing with here. Okay, Dr. Walter Martin, he said the big problem is not what they are, it's who they are. The key to understand their identity, he says, is their theology. They're all saying the same thing, and it's all badmouth from the Bible. He says, this tells me what the Bible says is going to take place, is going to take place. He says, and let me just give you some of these real quickly, some of their messages that they teach, because they're liars, okay? Now, Satan is the father of lies, okay? They're his cohorts. They teach that all of us are little gods, or that man, God and man and creation are all the divine essence, which is pantheism. That's not what the Bible teaches. Deuteronomy chapter 4 says that the Lord is God. Beside him, there is no other. Deuteronomy 4:39 says the Lord is God in heaven above and earth below. There is no other. 1 Kings 8:60 says, the Lord is God, there is no other. Isaiah 48, is there any God besides me? God says, no, there is no other rock, I know not one. Isaiah 45:5 says, God says, I am the Lord, there is no other. Apart from me, there is no God. The Bible is very clear. You cannot become God. There are not many gods. That's a lie. Okay? Then they teach, they only pick on the Jesus and Christianity. That's your other clue that's going on there. And they say that Christianity is the biggest culprit on the planet. In destroying Mother Earth by teaching that man had dominion over the Earth when the Earth is actually a living being. And then they actually encourage us to worship the Earth, commit huge idolatry. The Earth, they say, is a living entity, and we need to worship her and change our ways, or we will be destroyed. Now, first of all, notice it's a female, quote-unquote, deity, her, okay, which, again, the Bible predicted in Revelation 17 that a female deity worship would be on the rise, i.e. the woman that rides the beast, okay? They're going to return back to a matriarchal worship and get away from the patriarchal that we have in the Judeo-Christian ethic. Again, a twisting of what God has revealed for us. And, oh, by the way, the Bible says that the reason why God's wrath is being revealed from heaven, Romans chapter 1, is because people have the audacity to worship and serve created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. And that's what these aliens encourage us to do, is to frankly store up God's wrath by getting us to worship a created thing, i.e. the earth. Then again, they pick on just Christianity and Jesus. They say Christianity is false and outdated, and that there is no such thing as sin, and we do not need to be saved. Well, the Bible says, Romans chapter 3, 23 and 6:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Then they flat out get even blatant. They say, you know what? Orthodox Christianity, they've got it all wrong. And they say, Jesus' real message. Now again, notice it's just Jesus. Why don't you correct Buddha? Why don't you correct Confucius or Muhammad? No, it's always just Jesus. Jesus' real message, they say, was to teach us that we could become Christ. That's exactly what Jesus warned about. He said, don't let anyone deceive you. Watch out that no one deceives you. Okay, claiming I am the Christ. And that's exactly what these guys are saying. Then they have the audacity, Dr. Monteith, to actually teach this. The devil, or Lucifer, he's actually a good guy who has come to set us free. give me a break. And we talked earlier of how they encourage us to practice meditation, develop psychic ability, get into channeling, palm reading, astrology, all the things that God condemns. And then they attack Jesus again and say, he's just a great teacher. Then they have the audacity to say this, that Jesus came from the ETs to assist mankind in our next stage of evolution. And again, you got that's not only blasphemous, but you need the lie of evolution to buy into that lie. Okay? And then of all things, they say all religions are of equal merit. Listen, except guess which one? Christianity. Just give me a break. But that's not what Jesus said. He said the exact opposite. John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. I didn't say that he did. So how could you say all religions are of equal merit? I don't think so. Jesus said the exact opposite. And then you talk about the irony. And this is why, folks, I'm telling you, I really believe this is part of the lie that the Apostle Paul warned about that's so powerful that even the elect could be deceived if that were possible. I don't think ultimately they will be, but that's how powerful it is. Is of all the things for these guys to supposedly come all the way across the universe and teach, is they're encouraging us to go along with the New World Order Antichrist system. Okay, it's absolutely wild. Okay, and that's why, Dr. Monteith, it doesn't surprise me that you see a massive increase, a massive rise of these UFO sightings, even on record pace setting for this year alone in our history, because we're getting that close to the fulfillment of the New World Order. These guys are going to help seal the deal. Here's some of their messages. They say that we are on the threshold of a new age of occult enlightenment, and that extraterrestrial entities are now here to assist mankind into leaving the old ways and adjusting to the new age of spiritual advancement. And they say that we need to listen. You come all over the universe, and this is what you encourage, that we need to submit to some drastic forms of authoritarian social control because it's necessary to assure the survival of this planet. And mankind needs to unite in a one-world government and a one-world religion, or we will just be destroyed. And they say in order for our world to be at peace and harmony, there must be a new world order, a universal monetary system, a world authority on food, health, and water, a universal tax, a one-world leader, and the abolishment of Christianity.
And that's what it's all about. There is a conspiracy against Christianity. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and the Bible out of our schools. They knew what they were doing back in 1972 up to about 84, 85, a part of a planned program. 62, actually, is when they took God and prayer out of our schools. But then what would you expect? The Supreme Court was controlled by members of the Masonic secret society that worships the great architect of the universe. Before we go on, Pastor Billy, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, and then we'll go right ahead. But I want you to be able to get your website up. Would you go ahead and tell them how they can reach you if they'd like to get in touch with your ministry?
Sure. You can check us out at our main website at getalifemedia.com. That's getalifemedia.com. Getalifemedia.com. Or you could just search for my name, Billy Crone, on the internet, and that'll take you where you need to go.
And we'll tell you a little later about some of the great things we're actually having. This material you're covering tonight, do you have any DVDs on that yet?
Yeah, we have. We cover the UFO issue on our study called The Final Countdown.
All right. Okay, fine. Well, we carry The Final Countdown. We think that is great. We offer it to our listeners. Okay, go right ahead.
Yeah, and let me just synopsize the, if that's even a word, of what John Ankerberg, he says about, excuse me, you guys come all the way across the universe just to debunk Christianity, slam Jesus, and order the abolishment of Christianity. And listen to his quote, I think he puts it in a good way. He says, in light of the messages given by UFO entities, how credible is it to think that literally thousands of genuine extraterrestrials would fly millions or billions of light years simply to teach New Age philosophy, deny Christianity, and support the occult? Why would they do this? I mean, it's just amazing. It's like, it's ridiculous. And he says, why would they do this when such activity is already occurring on this planet? And why would these entities, we'll get into this, it'll have to be another interview, Lord willing, why would these entities actually possess and inhabit people just like demons if they're really advanced extraterrestrials? And why would they consistently lie about things which we know are true, and why would they purposely deceive their contacts? Well, I'll say why, and he says later, he's come to the same conclusion. You're clearly dealing with a demonic deception. On the order that is so powerful, so seductive, it has been laid 150 years ago, slowly, methodically, bending our minds away from the Judeo-Christian creation account to get us to buy into the lie of evolution, so we'll ultimately buy into the lie of a higher evolved alien race who's come here to promote us to go along with the New World Order. Absolutely mind-blowing. And if you don't know what's going to go on, you're going to fall for the lie that the Apostle Paul says is coming in the last days, and almost the whole planet is going to fall for it. Okay, but that's not all. They not only have the audacity to slam Jesus and say that we can become God and that he was just a guy who came from him, and, oh, by the way, we've got to outlaw Christianity and go along with the New World Order. They actually teach folks that the seven-year tribulation is nothing to be concerned about. In fact, they have the audacity to say that it's not to be avoided. No, no, it's something to be looked forward to. Well, let me give you very quickly a synopsis of what the Bible says that period is going to be like. You tell me if you want to be here. First of all, it's going to usher in with the first seal. There's the seal judgments, the trumpet judgments, and the bowl judgments. Okay, the seal judgment starts off with a global false peace, the rise of the Antichrist, Daniel 9:27. He makes a peace treaty with the people of Israel for 7 years. That's what starts the seven-year tribulation. That's what starts the clock. But then he shows his true colors with the second seal, the red horse, and there's a global war that breaks out. The third seal is a black horse, and that releases a global famine. The fourth seal is a pale horse, and that's a global death. One-fourth of mankind is killed with the sword, the famine, the plague, or wild beast. Then you have massive persecution going on. Then you have the beginning of what's called the Great Tribulation, the second half. And what starts that is a global earthquake. The sun turns black. The moon turns red. Asteroids fall to the earth. The sky recedes. Mountains and islands are removed from their places. And people are so freaked out that they literally drop, the scripture says, of fear, so they start having heart attacks. Then, that's nothing. You got the trumpet judgments. The first trumpet is hail and fire come down, and one-third of the earth is burned up. The trees are all burned up. An asteroid comes and destroys a third of the sea. A blazing comet comes, and a third of the rivers are destroyed. Then the sun and the moon are struck, one-third. Satan releases a horde of locusts, and people are tortured who receive the mark for 5 months. And then angels are released from the Euphrates River area. One-third of mankind's killed. Then the bold judgments come, and you got ugly, painful sores. The sea turns to blood. People are scorched with fire. The Antichrist king, he raises people up at the Battle of Armageddon, and the whole world tries to take on God. God squelches it out. There's an earthquake so big that all the cities collapse. All the mountains and islands are gone. A massive hailstorm of 100 pounds each, and then the slaughter at the Battle of Armageddon is so high, the blood is 4 feet deep, 1,600 to 2,000 miles.
Hold that thought. That doesn't sound very good to me, but we'll be right back. Pastor Billy, you go right ahead. We got 3 minutes more.
Okay. Well, and again, and then it ends with the Battle of Armageddon. With it says the blood's going to be as high as the horse's bridle, which is about 4 feet deep and about 200 miles. Now, I don't know about you.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.
That's what they're planning, is all these things happen within a very short, concise time frame. Not just a nuclear issue, not just World War III, not just the banks collapsing, not just the people disappearing and the Messiah presenting himself, but UFOs landing on the White House, all at the same time. You talk about people will go, they will do anything. All one person has to do is arise on the scene, give some plausible solution, give some plausible promise, and people will gulp it up. That is the lie. The Bible said is going to happen in the last days.
And, of course, this is what the other side says. This is what they are planning. Pastor Billy, God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us, and we'll look forward to having you with us real soon again.
God bless. Thank
Good
you.
Night. God bless. And, oh, ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Billy Crone with the Niagara Frontier Bible Church. And now, if you haven't seen his 10-DVD set, The Final Countdown, you need to get it. You can get part one, you can get part two, and watch them. Fascinating. You should see them a couple of times. We have part one in a 5-DVD set, The Final Countdown, and then, of course, we do have his book, which has all of the facts there laid out, and laid out very clearly in both part one and part two. Must reading for this time in history, because we're moving towards that prophesied war between the entire Arab world and Israel. And America's going to be drawn into this. Don't think for 1 minute we're not. This is part of the plan. And if you think that the what's going on over the Near East and the Middle East is just happening spontaneously, has anything to do with democracy, you don't understand. This is all orchestrated, long-term planning. Who do you think finances the Muslim Brotherhood? We've been financing it going back to the the MI6, British Intelligence, since the 1920s. We probably picked it up following the Second World War. And between the Bank of England and certainly the CIA and our other intelligence agency, we're funding this whole radical Islamic movement. Certainly you need to get the documentation if you want to see that article by Lord James, when on the 4th of May of last year he talked about funneling billions of pounds to the terrorists in North Africa. We have it. If you can't find it on the Internet, we recommend The Final Countdown for you. We also recommend the DVD set, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. There's a 3-hour, 4-hour, 6-hour version going into the demonic influence in the music industry. And if you follow the career of Lady Gaga and so many of the others, Ozzy Osbourne, so many of these brothers are tapped into the occult. And if you want more information, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. Doesn't go into Lady Gaga, but there's a recent article in the Wall Street Journal where she broke out crying because she felt the devil was taking her over. We can actually send you a copy of that if you'd like. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get the my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's important. My talk on the forbidden secret with the syllabus. My talk on the dark secret with the syllabus. So you understand the relationship between what's going on politically and culturally and ideologically. with what's going on spiritually. We've got a great DVD. It's called The Watchers. It's about UFOs and about alien abductions and an interview with a doctor who's removed about 16 of the alien implants from people who've been abducted. That's the DVD, The Watchers. We have certainly a book called Alien Intervention. We have an excellent DVD by our good friend Bob Fletcher called Government Secrecy and UFOs. Government Secrecy and UFOs, and of course Bob, unfortunately, thinks these are really from outer space. They're not. They're demonic manifestations, but the DVD, other than that, is excellent and very important. But The Watchers is another DVD. We think they're important. They're all. We've got so much material. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, but our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. You need to get the information. You need to be sounding the warning, because we're moving very rapidly, more rapidly than I have ever seen before, into a crisis situation. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And we need reminders of views expressed here and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, we're hoping for the next hour there'll be the views of Barbara Peterson, who's going to be talking to us about GMO food, genetically modified foods. And basically, of course, we are under attack from all points of view. They're poisoning our water. Certainly they're poisoning it with aluminum. They're poisoning it with fluoride, which they're adding. They're poisoning it with percolates. They're poisoning it with so many things. Certainly they're adding aluminum down there to clear the water, knowing full well that aluminum is toxic and affects your brain. They're certainly adding hydrofluorosilicic acid to your water in many parts of the country, knowing full well it increases the criminal activity among blacks, and this is one reason in my estimation why, of course, the one young black man in three between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole. The CDC did the largest study ever performed on 450,000 children, finger sticks, and they measured the blood, comparing the levels of lead in the blood of children in areas where they fluoridated the water with hydrofluorosilicic acid, areas where they didn't, and they found out that the level of lead doubled in white children, went up four times in black children, and probably four times in Hispanic children, and six times black children. Of course, the lead leads to raids and criminal activity. It leads to a lead encephalopathy. There's no safe level. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the blacks or the average individual to know what they're doing. Why do you think one in three young black men between 21 and 31 are in prison, probation, and parole? Dr. Roger Masters, a sociologist at Dartmouth, actually checked this out, and we've got the articles that he's written. This is well known in Washington, D.C., but they will not allow the public to realize they're poisoning the blacks. The black leaders do this. I've had blacks call me very concerned about what's going on, and they consult the other black leaders. But, of course, their leadership has been infiltrated, just like the leadership of the evangelical Christians were here in the United States. The National Associations of Evangelical Christians, with over 30 million members, the leader of this was a coke-using, cocaine-smoking homosexual. And unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, how can you maintain a free society when you have a situation like that? And how can you certainly have effective leadership in Christian organizations? They've infiltrated the Catholic Church at the highest levels. There's satanic covens there. If you haven't heard our four-tape set by Malachi Martin talking about the satanic coven, and the feigned human sacrifice in the basement of the Vatican, there was time to occur with a real human sacrifice. Malachi Martin told that in his book, Windswept House, and actually he told me off the air, you know, this really occurred. There are satanic organizations at every level of our society. People who worship a different god. There is a supernatural realm out there, but certainly they are in the process of poisoning our people. They're poisoning our food with aspartame. They're poisoning it with insecticides. We did away with DDT, the safest insecticide, so we could use much more lethal insecticides to poison the children. And of course, they're poisoning with the mercury in vaccines. They're poisoning with the aluminum in vaccines. And we'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call. Since we haven't got our regular guest, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess we're going to have to declare open lines. We haven't been able to get through to our regularly scheduled guest, Barbara Peterson. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to give us a call. But right now, because we can start out talking about the genetically modified foods. We can go down through all the things they're doing to the food supply. I usually like to start it with A, that's for aspartame, and of course MSG goes along with that. And then for B, bisphenol and phthalates. Bisphenol is actually what they use to line tin cans. They've known since the 1930s that it, of course, interfered with hormones. It feminized men. They don't want manly men. They want girly men in America, and so many of the things that they do are hormone disruptors. That's one reason for soy. Soy foods are being pushed so much. A little bit of soy doesn't do any harm, but the amount of soy that they're using, the soy milk and all of these things, they know very well what they're doing. Now, as far as the bisphenol is concerned, the bisphenol is in plastics. And it's what's used to harden plastics. And, of course, you're all right, of course, unless you heat up that plastic. And then, for instance, baby bottles, they use it in baby bottles. And of course, when they put it into baby bottles, and then you heat the baby bottle, why then the little boy squirt all sorts of estrogens, and then, of course, they become feminized. And this is one reason why many boys are really don't understand their sexual gender. You're not supposed to be getting estrogens when you're 2 or 3 or 4 weeks old if your mother is not nursing you. You're not supposed to be getting estrogens when you're drinking your baby formula. Of course, you're not supposed to be getting fluoride either, because mothers use the fluoridated water when they mix up their baby formula. So they're poisoning our children from their very early age, and they know what they're doing. The average doctor doesn't understand how toxic the fluoride is and the baby formula. They don't understand that there's bisphenol. But you can look all of these things up. Fortunately, there's all sorts of information up on the Internet. One of the best sites would be go to fluoridealert.org. Fluoridealert.org. www.eatpa.org, or you can go to the site of the scientists who work for the EPA, who are desperate to get the information out. In fact, they took their information, sent it to every member of Congress and all the major media, and none of them would carry it. But this website, NTEU280.org, NTEU280.org. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I don't know what's going on, why we can't reach our regular scheduled guest, but it could very well be there's a sports storm there. Barbara's a very dependable sort of individual. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be open lines, so we invite you to call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We were going to talk about genetically modified food this evening because Barbara certainly is an expert on that. But suddenly we were starting just talking about what they're doing to the food to destroy our children, to destroy our health. The government knows that the aspartame, which is in so many foods today. Aspartame, you'll find it in Smucker's products. You'll find it in Wrigley's chewing gum. You'll find aspartame in children's medicines. You'll find it in children's cough syrup. You'll find it in so many proprietary products that are being used. You'll find it in Diet Pepsi, and you'll find it in Diet Coke. Have you ever wondered why fat people are always drinking diet drinks? Well, the reason that they're fat is because they're drinking diet drinks. Because basically aspartame produces pathological obesity in animals. In fact, it's something that's actually used to fatten up animals before you slaughter them. So why are they feeding it to our people? And why, of course, when people are talking about, oh, you know, there are things in diet drinks that aren't good for you, we don't know what it is, but we do know that if you drink a lot of diet drinks, you get heart disease increases, and you get diabetes, and you get pathological obesity. Well, there's something in those drinks, but they never mentioned it's aspartame and NutraSweet, and they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Now, how do we know that they know what they're doing? Because for 15 years, people of the Federal Drug Administration kept aspartame out of the food chain. J.D. Searle had the patent on it. They wanted it in the food chain. And, of course, the FDA fought them because they had the work by a doctor, Olney, O-L-N-E-Y, who had actually found that aspartame produced pathological obesity. It interfered with fertility. It interfered with certainly autoimmune diseases. And then it is tumorigenic, produces cancers, and certainly aspartame affects every organ in the human body, increased diabetes, hypertension, toxin as far as all of the organs are concerned. Dr. Olney had found this in animals. This was in the 1960s. He turned the information over to the FDA, and the FDA officials fought this until, of course, with the Reagan transmission team, there was Donald Rumsfeld, J.D. Searle, on that, and he put his man into the head of the FDA just temporarily, and he legalized, he said aspartame will be accepted in the food chain, and then he immediately retired and got a job, I'm told, at $1,000 a day for the rest of his life. Isn't that nice? And he's poisoned and killed hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Americans. And you've never heard this story. Aspartame, NutraSweet. You need to get our 4-tip set on aspartame and NutraSweet. We've got a couple of DVDs. One's called Sweet Misery. The other is called Sweet Remedy. If you're only going to get one, get the Sweet Remedy. You'll see the DVDs and videos and motion pictures of Dr. Olney telling back in the 1960s and 70s about this deadly poison that is now an integral part of our food chain. Well, we've got Chris calling from Flint, Michigan. Once again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I think Barbara Peterson is probably in a storm, and so It's got to be open lines. It's up to you to call in. Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine. How's the weather back there in Flint?
Actually, we got some pretty good weather this past week. God really blessed us.
All right, fine. Well, I'm glad you do.
Well,
you're a lot better off than people in a lot of parts of the country right now. Anyway, do you have what would you like to talk about? It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about.
I knew you had a guest on, and you said that she was talking about the GM foods. I just wanted to talk, kind of, I was listening to your last guest and how he was talking about, like, the end times and how, like, famine and all that. Well, I remember on a talk with the GM foods before that I thought you had said that the seeds didn't reproduce fertile seeds for the next year, so in order for you to replant a new crop of these GM foods, you'd have to go to the distributor to get the seeds, and
we're talking about different things. Basically, there are genetically modified foods, and they fit into several categories. One of them has a pesticide in this that'll actually kill various types of insects that get on the plant. But it's in every molecule, both in the stalk this involves corn and soybeans and cottonseed oil and canola. So, the entire crop. I said they are sensitized with a pesticide. There's another type of genetic modified food that basically is Roundup Ready, so that Roundup, which ordinarily kills plants, this resists the Roundup Ready. Now, both of these certainly have all sorts of complications. The pesticide one, it gets into your gut, and then your gut begins to, the genes from the pesticide gets in there, and you become the producer of the pesticide. And if it kills insects, what does it do to you? The Roundup Ready one, of course, gets into everything. And the problem is it's toxic to your liver. It decreases your immune system. It attacks your kidney. Now, those are the pathological problems that result from the GM foods. There's another type of seed that they do, and that is the terminator seed. And that means, of course, that they will not reproduce. Those are the ones, this is a different type of GM entirely, where you actually then cannot, you have to buy new seeds every year. And then, of course, we've got hybrid seeds, but we have our hybrid seeds. That's fine hybrid seeds. Sometimes that really improves the quality of a product. Then you've got your genetically modified foods, and then you've got your foods with the terminator gene in them. And that's what you're really talking about. There, of course, you have to go back to, they don't want you to save your seeds. If you save your seeds, they won't germinate. So now you're totally dependent upon Monsanto and the other genetically agricultural companies for your food, for your seeds, so you can grow your food. And this is why, of course, you know about the Doomsday Seed Bank that they have up there off the coast, I think, of Norway. Do you know what that is, Chris?
I had no idea.
Well, basically, the people who believe in population control, and this is finance, this is a seed bank. It's an underground seed bank up above the Arctic Circle, and I believe it's off the coast of Norway. It's called the Doomsday Seed Bank. It's under armed guard. And there's in subterranean caverns, they have good seeds. In other words, they have seeds, healthy seeds, that will reproduce themselves. They're not genetically modified. So why would Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation and Monsanto have put in a doomsday seed bank up off the coast of Norway? And I always like to say that's so they'll have good seeds when they start in all over again. And the difference is, of course, they're going to kill off most of the world's population. The crops starve the people, and they can start in all over again because they know what they're doing. They just want the public to know. That is what this is all about. Does that answer your question?
Oh, yeah.
Let me put out our telephone number again.
Okay.
It's called, it's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, ladies and gentlemen. Open lines means that you better call in or you're going to have to hear me rambling. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 because I have nothing prepared. I thought Barbara would be with us, but, you know, because of the storms, I'm sure this is probably the reason we can't get through to her. So go ahead, Chris. Did you have something else you wanted to talk about?
Not really. You know, I just figured I'd give you a call up there about that. I wasn't sure if I knew they had like some genetically modified cottons and some genetically modified soy.
Right.
And they had said that a lot of the genetically modified soy had all the test rats and stuff that they had done on it, like they weren't able to reproduce after the third generation.
That's right. That was done. Work was done over in Russia, and basically, that was done on mice and it was done on rats, and they found that, you know, the first generation had difficulty reproducing, the second generation didn't do well, and by the third generation, they were totally sterile. And then all the pressure was put on the Russian scientists to stop doing the studies. The last thing they want is for the American people to know that was genetically modified soy. We do know that the genetically modified corn at least had the same effect on pigs, and certainly a lot of pig farmers faced bankruptcy feeding their pigs genetically modified corn, beautiful corn, but it made them sterile. And if you're going to be a pig farmer, you've got to have reproducing pigs. Isn't it any good to have male pigs and female pigs there together? They can't reproduce. But that was the big problem. And I suspect that they know exactly what they're doing. I think they're going to use these genetically modified products to create sterility. Now, remember, the cotton, it's the cottonseed oil that the problem is. That's not the cotton. Now, the latest thing is, of course, the alfalfa. And, of course, they've actually they've released the genetically modified alfalfa to be grown all across America. And suddenly the farmers are going to start using this. And what does it do to the meat of the cattle? Well, they haven't bothered to look into it, but you have to trust them. Why, of course, they wouldn't lie to us. Or would they? These are the very people put in the doomsday feed bank. These are evil and wicked people. And if you go into the background of the financing of the Lucius Trust, you'll...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Casual guest was going to talk on GMO foods, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. But Herman is calling from Carmel, just talking about an article he read about, you know, some young Mexican girl just talking about how mystified she is that these girls, 13, 14, 15, are involved in sex and drugs and all sorts of, you know, adult activities, because this is what happens when you remove God and prayer and morality from our schools, and when you start teaching kids about sex in kindergarten, and you tell them sex is perfectly normal and perfectly all right, and there are no moral standards, and you do whatever you want to, you have to learn to make decisions. What 13 or 14 or 15-year-old boy or girl with hormones raising is going to be able to do what's right, and they're not going to be able to. They have to have fear of God. They have to understand the consequences. They have to understand that sex outside of marriage can lead to sexually transmitted diseases. It can lead to pregnancy. And suddenly, then they have an abortion. It can increase the chance of breast cancer as they grow older. All sorts of problems. It can lead to sterility. Yeah, these girls are not being told the truth, but the biggest thing are the emotional problems that come when a girl engages in early sex. It jaundices their view of life, and of course can certainly lead to all sorts of complications and diseases that will be with her the rest of her life. And what's the solution? Why, we're going to give her a vaccine, so immunize her against a few of the human papillomaviruses, as if somehow that's going to solve the problem. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a daughter, don't give her that. Just tell her one thing for certain. If she keeps her panties on, she's not going to get a sexually transmitted disease. And that's the message we should be putting out. And the idea, well, it's something you shouldn't. You ought to be abstinent, but if you're going to have sex, you know, be sure to use a condom. That's the message in school. But the real message is, well, it's sort of like telling our children, you shouldn't drive and drink, but if you're going to drink, be sure to use a seatbelt. If you're going to drink, be sure to use a seatbelt. And I remember one time somebody, a White House advisor, was on a program, 60 Minutes, discussing the importance of abstinence education in schools. And they aired it, I saw it, and then they re-aired it. And he'd use that analogy, you know. You're telling our children, well, you shouldn't do sex, but if you're going to have sex outside of marriage, use a condom. And he says it's just like telling our children, well, you shouldn't drive and drink, but if you're going to drink, be sure to use a seatbelt. They deleted it the second time. Why? Because they don't want anything that Chris is logical. Anything else you had to say, Herman? Or we've destroyed the very lives and the souls of our children.
Well, he finishes up here. He says, the parents, as far as I can tell, have given up. In fact, I think a lot of people have given up. The cultural disintegration landslide has turned into an avalanche, and most people today are just looking to stay alive. They don't have time or interest in fighting modern trends, and if they do get too controlling with their children, well then, Child Protective Services might just show up and suggest child abuse at home. A perfect field day for the bad guys. Better not mention this to your friends, he says. Wouldn't want to appear uptight now, would we? And, you know, on the news today, Oakland, which had been reported in second or third graders, 8-year-old kids were having oral sex with the teacher there present. And apparently this had been called in several months ago, and nothing was done. Finally, it became a news item. And the school district, their first reaction was they were angry. They wanted to know who let the story out. They weren't concerned for the kids. They were concerned for who let this get out.
Well, I think the best thing, if you love your children, get them out of public schools. There's no way you can change the system. You need to homeschool, or you need to get the community and certainly get a couple of mothers involved. We've got an excellent homeschool program, the Robinson Homeschool Program. Kids will take this. They learn how to study on their own. And, of course, they can have the moral values. The purpose of education is to destroy moral values. Now that the average teachers try to do a good job, I have no question. Most teachers are very well motivated. Some of them may not understand what this is about, but they're trapped in a system, and your kid doesn't stand a chance. That's why when our kids graduate from high school, they can't compete with kids from other schools out. In fact, we poison their minds with aspartame and with fluoride and aluminum and mercury, and we're destroying our children. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We'll be right back.
The American dream become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take
This is Dr. Stan. We've got Paul on the line from Texas. Hi, Paul. A question or comment?
Well, Dr. Stan, we're on the subject of GMO foods, right?
Right. We can talk about whatever you'd like to, but GMO foods is certainly a very important subject.
Well, about 3 years ago, I bought some GMO seeds, no, non-GMO seeds. And I planted a garden, and it did real well. And then the next year, I planted, and it wasn't near as good. And I started reading the label on the seed, and it said, you know, you need to use it within a year and maybe two. And I bought a lot of seed, and so I'm going to give a lot of this away and help some other people out and tell them about non-GMO foods. The third year, I found nothing came up. Not quite nothing, but just very few plants. And I did a lot of research and found that, and of course, you being a doctor, you understand this, is that a seed is alive. And if you leave it in the house and don't plant it, in a couple of years, it won't grow. My third year, I got nothing.
All right, Paul, let me suggest to you that the important thing to do, first of all, if you have seeds, why you want, of course, to store them in a position where they don't have any air, and you need to get something to suck the air out of the container. Put them in a plastic bag, and then put them in a refrigerator. They'll last ever so much longer that way. Or you can certainly get seeds that are actually packed with nitrogen, and of course those, it's the oxygen that kills them, but you're absolutely right. They have to be in the refrigerator, they have to be canned, they have to be kept a cool place, otherwise they lose their vitality. You're absolutely right, and I appreciate you sharing that with us. You're absolutely right. Hang on for just a moment here, and we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we have Paul calling us from Texas. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Paul was talking about, you know, how he said he bought some seeds, and he planted them the first year. Well, he got a good garden. And then he planted them the second year, and the garden really wasn't too good. And he planted them a third year, and they didn't work at all. Now, these were the same seeds. And basically, of course, your seeds, you're better off just to get new seeds or save the seeds and learn how to save the seeds. And actually, there are books that you can go up on the Internet and learn how to get the seeds from your products that you've grown and dry them out. And you better have your own seeds and use them over again. But as it's not a good idea to save seeds. Now, if you're going to save the seeds, why, you've got to put them in plastic containers and take out all the air and put them in your refrigerator or put them in the freezer. And then they'll last, but if you just leave them there sitting in the house, after the third or fourth year, they're just not going to germinate. Anything else, Paul?
Well, that's Stan. I just appreciate you. I listen to you every night, and I have my notepad out, and I write down things, you know, that you say and your guests say. And I've never found you wrong, and you have just enlightened me with a whole lot of information.
Well, you know, I'm not perfect. My wife will attest to that. But we try to do the right thing, and certainly once in a while we make a mistake. But also, if we make a mistake, somebody calls in, we check it out, we'll admit it. We are not a prophet, because I know what happens to prophets. I've been studying these things for a long time, and God's given me a microphone, and what a unique opportunity, especially at this time in history, as everything is moving and moving with the rapidity I have never witnessed before in the 49 years I've been involved. What a wonderful time to have a microphone and be able to reach people like you and good people out all across the world, because we got listeners probably in every continent and certainly every district and every state. And all we can do is get the information to you and hope that you get it to the other people there in Texas. What part of Texas are you from?
I'm from Galveston.
Okay, fine. Well, if please encourage others to listen, and they can go to our website. Got a pretty good website, and of course, of course, Alex Jones got a great website, and Joyce Riley's got a great website. All of our friends have great websites, good information, and you have to learn along the way who you can trust, and you can trust them. WorldNet Daily, great information. Joe Fair is doing a great job, and Joe Fair, incidentally, just ordered almost 200 more of my books, Brotherhood of Darkness, this last week. He's ordered thousands of our books and put them out. Paul Walters, in his website, News with Views, does a great job. And so basically, there's just a small cadre of people that God has given a gift to do certain things, and I just feel privileged to do what I'm doing at this time and appreciate your listening. Anything else you'd like to bring out?
I have one question. With this in thought, are you still there, Dr. Stan?
I sure am. Go ahead. Well, okay. Well, let me, before you ask it, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you ever want to call in, it's a great time. Nobody on the line after Paul, nothing prepared. And if you don't want to hear me ramble, why, you're going to have to give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go ahead, Paul. What was the question?
Well, from what I've studied, is that the people, I guess Monsanto, has put seed aside in very cold weather storm in case this thing goes, you know, real bad.
Well, they know it's going bad. It's not if it goes bad. They're planning on going bad. They call it the Doomsday Seed Bank. It's financed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, intent upon population control. It's funded by the Rockefeller Foundation, dedicated to population control. But why is Monsanto there? They're dedicated to population control, too, and that's one of the functions of the GMO foods, because we know that certainly in animals, both the corn and the soy products lead to fertility directly. They know it, and because, of course, if you have fertility, then it helps take care of the population, doesn't it? People can't reproduce. We deprive them of one of the finest things that God intended, because God told us to be fruitful and multiply. But I knew God say, no, we know it's best. You're not to multiply, and we're going to poison you, and we're going to poison your reproduction. That's what it's all about, Paul. It's about population control and carrying out the devil's plan, really, to prevent and thwart God's orders to us to be fruitful and multiply. Go ahead.
Well, my question is, if they're freezing this seed, you know, from what I've dealt with, you know, with storing in house, how long can this seed last? Is there any scientific evidence behind?
Indefinitely. You freeze those seeds, they'll last indefinitely. So that's why you really want to think about putting them in the refrigerator or freezing them, and freeze them in a dry, atmosphere where there's no air, because the oxygen will tend to oxidize them.
Okay. Well, Dr. Stan, I appreciate it, but since we have no more listeners, you got plenty of listeners, nobody else calling in, can I bring one thing up?
You sure can. Again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, but what point would you like to make, Paul?
Well, Dr. Stan, you know, you bring up, if you don't understand this, you don't understand the whole thing. You know, I've heard you over and over again. And, I have something that I've never heard on all the research I've done. And that is, when you go to the Bible and into Revelation, it talks about the seven churches. And it talks about Pergamos or Pergamum. It depends on which Bible you're reading out of. It's the same thing. It was a church in Turkey. And, it says it is the devil's throne, the Satan's throne. And anybody listening here, go look up Pergamos or Pergamum and find out that it was rebuilt from 1910 to 1930, and Hitler came after that. And that will give you a part of the picture, you know, the puzzle that we all look at here. Okay?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Well, that's what I was going to say is that, you know, Hitler came out of this. He was the Messiah of Berlin. You know, he wasn't the Messiah, but he was an Antichrist.
Right. He was a prototype.
And that's where this came out of.
He was a prototype of the Antichrist. The thing is that I think there is... See, basically, within the occult, everything is a mirror image of Christianity. I mean, certainly in the Catholic Church, why you have a clean altar and you have a, you know, in the occult, where they love to do human sacrifices and rape women on an altar. We want to be noble and help people. They want to destroy people. In Christianity, there's a Father, there's a Son, and Holy Ghost. In the other side, there's an unholy Trinity. They have Satan, they have the Antichrist and the false prophet. There are actually three in one, and I don't understand the Trinity, and I should not understand the unholy Trinity, but there really are. There are three beings there, and yet, of course, they are all moving in the same direction. So basically, of course, I think that what we're going to see is the Antichrist in the temple, not Lucifer, but the Antichrist. And then there's the false prophet, who's going to be a religious leader. And certainly it's is going to be the religious leader, certainly of a great religion. I believe it's going to be either the Protestant or the Catholic religion is going to provide the false prophet who will lead the people to their destruction. And everything is to lead them away from Christianity. And everything that's going on today in our schools, everything in our government, everything we're doing is to destroy Christianity. This is why, for instance, over in Iraq and Afghanistan, we've established new constitutions under Sharia law to destroy Christianity. And certainly I fear this is what's going to happen over there in the Near East, the Middle East. I mean, we have in Egypt, we've had the Coptic Christians cling back, to the first century. But I think they're going to be driven out, or either that or slaughtered there. This is why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and the Bible and the nativity scenes and crosses and crucifixes out of our society. This is why, certainly, the Barack Obama. Last year, he came out against the National Day of Prayer. Now, the Christians went ahead in any way, but he came out against the National Day of Prayer. Now, he did pray at the prayer breakfast, but this is not a Christian prayer breakfast. This is put on by the family, which is most people think it's a Christian prayer breakfast, and Barack Obama gets up and talks about his religious faith. When he's over in the Muslim nations, he talks about his Muslim faith. And basically, if you go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, there's a section there on other videos on the web. And you can actually scroll down, and you'll see one where it says, Barack Obama, my Muslim faith. And you'll actually see him talking to an interviewer. And at one time he says, John McCain hasn't brought up my Muslim faith. And the fellow interviewer says, your Christian faith. Oh, yeah, my Christian faith. Well, why would even bring up the fact that, suddenly John McCain hasn't brought up his Christian faith? No, he was a Muslim, and he is a Muslim. And if you read Dr. Corsi's book on Obama, he actually points out that he's tracked down, certainly on the information, the forms that Obama filled out when he was over there in Indonesia, and he was listed as a Muslim. His faith was a Muslim. He was a Indonesian citizen. He's not eligible to be the president of the United States, and his faith was the Muslim faith. Our friend Avi Lifkin tells us that his wife has picked up all sorts of broadcasts over there in the Middle East, and everybody over there knows he has told the Muslim leaders that after his 8 years in the White House, America will be a Muslim nation, and that he is Muslim. And that, of course, when he visited the king of Saudi Arabia, he bowed down to a right ankle. Now, he denies that. I did not, and all the advisors say he did not, but you can go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and there are pictures, you can link to these YouTubes if they haven't taken them down, and you'll see Barack Hussein Obama bending 90 degrees. It's almost like he's going to bend down and touch his toes, but not that far, but he goes down 90 degrees. This is not a nod. It's not a bowing his head. This is bowing at the waist before the leader of the Muslim faith. But they can't let the stupid American people know that we have a Muslim president who hates America. And because what he's doing is using the concept put forward by Cloward and Pivot. I hope everybody remember Cloward, Cloward, and Pivot, Pivot. They wrote an article in The Nation magazine in 1966. In 1966, they said the way to destroy a nation, the way to destroy the United Nations, is to spend it into oblivion. In other words, keep spending money and promise all the entitlements, and eventually, of course, you bankrupt the nation. And that's exactly what Barack Hussein Obama is doing, not accidentally, but intentionally, of course, with the full help of the Republican Party. But if you analyze them, recently, within the last 2 weeks, the Congressional Budget Office has come out with a report that said that Barack Obama by the time he finishes his 4 years in the White House, will have amassed more federal debt than all 43 of the previous presidents of the United States. Now, the way you get those figures, I said, because George Bush did a terrible job. But certainly when George Bush became president, there was about 5.6 billion dollars of federal debt was somewhere in there. But then, of course, when he left, it was pushing about 8 or 9 trillion, and then Obama comes in. But what the Congressional Budget Office did is they took out the amount, I think it's about $5 trillion that we owe for Social Security, because they say, well, we owe that to ourselves, so they mean that's just covered by bonds we owe to ourselves, so we won't put that in. So basically all the previous presidents together had taken a debt of about $5 trillion, and Obama, by the time he finishes, will have created about $6 trillion in debt. So 43 presidents produce about $5.5 trillion, and Obama produced about $6 trillion in debt. And he is trying intentionally and maliciously to destroy our nation, but the Republicans are going right along with it, and they're arguing Barack Obama wants to cut $36 billion from the budget. The Republicans want to cut $100 billion from the budget. Oh, the deficit this year is $1.6 trillion, and they're arguing whether we're going to cut 36 or $100 trillion, $100 billion from the budget. I want to say trillion, that gives me a billion trillion. It is just so ridiculous. The arguments, the Republicans are just going to take us bankrupt just a little bit slower. And nobody's pointing out that the Republicans are refusing to deal with the entitlements that Cloward and Pivot described back there in 1966, just like the Democrats are. But it's all political theater to give the public the idea that they're really trying to do what's right. No, both political parties are trying to destroy this country economically. Okay, Paul, anything else?
Well, that's the stand. You know, I just encourage your listeners to when they hear you, get out your pencil and paper or pen and paper and
acknowledgeable. But the biggest thing is, I don't care how much you know. I want you to know it well enough so you can teach it to others. So I think that's a good idea, Paul. I hope people will write it down and then use this as a basis of asking people questions like, why are we over there in Afghanistan fighting with almost 250,000 men against a force of between 50 and 100 men? Please explain that to me. I'll be back in just a moment here. Paul, we've got 3 minutes. Do you have any other points you'd like to bring up?
Well, the only point I have to say is question everything.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
48927. Now, something we have that's new. Basically, of course, as you know, they're fluoridating the water. Sometimes they use sodium fluoride, which is poisonous. Usually they use hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is a waste that's so toxic you can't even put it in a river or the ocean. It's so toxic you can't put it in metal drums because it eats right through them. So what are they doing? They're putting it in our drinking water. And they know what it does as far as the increasing the level of lead, because there's lead in it, but probably even more than that. It actually pulls lead out of the brass fixtures. It pulls lead out of the solder. There's no safe level of lead. So you need to get the fluoride and lead and these things out of your drinking water. Furthermore, they're spraying us there. If you haven't seen the DVD, what in the world are they spraying? You need to get it. They've increased the level of aluminum dramatically in our drinking water and the snowpack and the soil. And you need to get the aluminum out because the only thing that protects yourself and your family. We have a new unit. It's called the Total Home Filtration Unit. Now, of course, we have the Berkey filters do a great job of taking the fluoride out of your drinking water. And if you want to get all the heavy metals and the aluminum out as well, and you're concerned by the fact that you're going to be absorbing all the fluoride through your bathing, and if you take baths or you use showers, you're going to absorb the aluminum and you're going to absorb the fluoride. We have a total home unit. It costs about four times as much as the big Berkey, but it'll last well for a family of two. It'll last pretty close to 2 years, it does a great unit. The price is not exorbitant, and the this is the total home filtration unit. We've checked it out. We know people who have actually measured the fluoride. You'll get out 95% of the fluoride. Does a great job, certainly as far as the aluminum is concerned. And if you're in a position to get a total home unit, give us a call. We'll be glad to send you the brochures. It'll be posted on our website here in a day or two. It's called the Total Home Filtration Unit. Primarily for fluoride and, of course, secondarily for aluminum. And then, of course, it'll get out the lead and the heavy metals and the arsenic. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. The unit uses Scotch bone char. And, of course, the Scotch bone char works better than any other bone char. And don't ask me why, but our friend... certainly Dr. Sauerheber has checked all of these things. He's a biochemist, and we rely upon his expertise. He's checked the regular bone char and the Scotch bone char, and it does a great job. So if you'd like to know more about the Total Home Filtration Unit, you call us at 1-800-544-8927. We'll get to the brochures. And our Steve, who works with us, is studying up on it. And Letitia, who works with us, is studying up on it. And we can refer you to the people, actually, who have produced them. But we hope you'll want to get this to us. If you do, we'll get you a DVD or a something that we produced, a 4-CD set. You'll help Radio Liberty, but you'll help protect your family. So if you're positioned to do that, certainly the Berkey unit is great, but it doesn't get the water out of the whole home. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. So we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, because if we don't have a revival, we're going to lose this country. And we've got to get the people to turn back to God. And you're going to have to be involved. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.